Since 2011, NOLA Tangola has been uniting people in a 170-mile solidarity bike ride from the municipal court in the shadow of Orleans Parish Prison to Angola Prison. And that solidarity extends way beyond the miles trekked on the ride. The ride focuses on bringing people together, no matter what barriers try to separate them. We're here today with Katie Hunter-Lowry, one of the organizers of NOLA to Angola. So, Katie, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks so much.
How would you describe the impact that NOLA to Angola has?
NOLA to Angola is currently Cornerstone Builders Bus Project's main source of funding. So Cornerstone runs free buses for friends and family of incarcerated folks to go visit their loved ones. This is especially crucial around the holidays. It's especially crucial for people who don't have funds to travel on their own. For so long, income and economics have been a barrier to connecting folks on the inside to folks on the outside. So that means phone calls, that means visitation, that means sending money to spend in the commissary. So these rides are crucial to keep families connected with the people that are still part of their family unit. They're just physically separated for a little bit of time or a long period of time. So the money that we raise each year is absolutely instrumental to Cornerstone's operations and the lives that they're able to impact. So it's really wonderful to be able to be an organization that supports a really specific and dedicated mission of a group that is part of the community, knows what they're doing. It's really a chance for mostly white folks to be actual allies and to extend to our communities and say, listen, this might not be an issue that impacts your life, but it is an issue that impacts lots of communities, and here is how you can be an actual real support.
Yeah, right, which is fantastic. So what information about NOLA to Angola or the Cornerstone Builders Bus Project would you like covered that usually never gets covered?
I think that the idea that this project really can be a model could be a model for so many different places and for so many different ideas, right? It's truly a way to raise money and connect communities that may have more access to wealth to issues or ideas that don't normally affect them, but maybe they know someone who knows someone who does. So there's so many different components where our riders are able to reach out to their communities, whether they're here, whether they're across the states or worldwide, and bring this issue to their attention. Meanwhile, in addition to talking on the ride about reform of prisons and justice that way, we're also talking about environmentalism. We're also talking about cycling. We're talking about the history of Louisiana. There's a real intersectionality there that I think is what makes it such a great experience for everyone.
Yeah. So tell us about Leo Jackson.
Leo is amazing. He is a minister, Minister Leo Jackson. He's been with Second Zion Baptist Church for 8 going on 9 years. In addition to the Cornerstone buses, he also has a work release program for recently released folks, and he mentors children of incarcerated parents. He works so hard and is so inspiring while being incredibly sweet and humble. He spent 32 years in Angola, so his connection to that place is, you know, ever present in those ways. And he got released and immediately started giving back in ways that he saw gaps.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. What do the riders experience when they arrive at Angola Prison?
The ride intentionally goes to Angola during the month of October because that is when the Angola Prison Rodeo is happening. So that is the time of year that the public is let into the prison grounds. We don't attend the rodeo, but we absolutely encourage riders to head into the craft fair to talk to folks who are selling their wares and do what you feel is a completion to the miles that you just rode. What will you get out of the conversations with people who make some of the only money they're going to make that year at the craft fair? We have riders who have pen pals who can go specifically find their pen pal and catch up with them in person or take other riders and introduce them. We have a good relationship with the Angolite, the newspaper at Angola, and always stop and chat with those guys. And it's a lot. There's a lot of emotions to walk into a space after what's been a really exhausting couple of days, knowing that you get to walk out and leave and so many of these people don't. And it's a lot to think about and a lot to talk about.
Yeah, a lot to take in. I can't even imagine. To find out more about NOLA to Angola, you can check out their website, nolatoangola.org, look them up on Facebook, or check them out on nolav.com or wwno.org. And thanks so much, Katie, for coming in.
Thank you.
For NOLA V and WWNO, this has been Kelly Crawford and
Katie Hunter-Lowry.